Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Rustenburg 26.
In Eden Vale on the N3, a station vehicle before Galuli's interchange causing some slow-moving traffic.
Die minister van Finansies, Enoch Ngwana, sê 'n nuwe begroting sal die 21ste Mei ter tafel gelê word. Dit kom nadat die BTW-koersverhoging teruggetrek is. Ngwana sê hy sal nie bedank nie, ten spyte van politieke partye wat daarvoor vra.
That decision does not lie with me. It lies with the president. But I'm mindful of the fact that the president has been participating he himself in this process. He understands the nature of the challenges we've been experiencing in dealing with this problem.
'N soektog is geloods in Roodepoort na 'n 3-jarige seentjie wie as vermis aangemeld is die afgelope Sondag. Gauteng polisie gebruik alle beskikbare hulpbronne om die seun op te spoor. Provinsiale polisie woordvoerder Mawile Mosondo.
A boy who is living with autism was last seen at the local playing fields on Sunday afternoon wearing a green short, yellow jersey and black shoes. Police are appealing to anyone who might have information that can help in locating the boy to please call the nearest police station or call Crime Stop.
Die Johannesburgse metropolisie doen 'n beroep op motoriste om hulle te weerhou van drink en bestuur. Die polisie het 'n inisiatief van stapel gestuur om padveiligheid te verbeter wat gelei het tot die inhegtenisneming van 166 motoriste vir bestuur onder die invloed. Woordvoerder Holani Vigla.
Alternative transportation options such as e-hailing services or designated drivers should always be considered. And the arrested individuals are expected to appear in court soon to face charges related to driving under the influence of alcohol. And JMPD will continue its efforts to combat drunk driving through ongoing enforcement and public awareness campaigns.
En die Wit Huis het Amazon se plan gekritiseer om die koste van Donald Trump se tariewe op produkte te plaas wat die e-handelsreus verkoop. Trump het 'n tarief van 145% gehef op ingevoerde produkte uit China, waar baie produkte op Amazon vandaan kom. Amazon ontken betrokkenheid by die berig en sê die idee is oorweeg, maar afgekeur. Die Wit Huis se woordvoerder Caroline Levitt.
Why did Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? It's not a surprise because, as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain.
Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. A new budget is set to be tabled on the 21st of May.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Here's my key, philosophy. A freak like me just needs infinity. Relax, take your time.
Time to trust in me, and you will find infinity, infinity.